allegations of corporate espionage and revelations of sexual harassment. Lyft has recruited disillusioned Uber drivers. It's also upgraded its smartphone app, increased its marketing efforts, and expanded into another 160 U.S. cities. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's 7:05 KCNR, 1460. Bob Belongi at the helm, and Carl, Linda taking the Labor Day holiday off. We'll be playing here in just a few minutes a best of last Monday's show for your pleasure as we work through the holiday. But I wanted to break in at the very beginning here, give you an updated weather and fire report. Depending on where you're at, downtown Reading is showing 80 degrees right now. Some of the outlying areas, actually temperatures up past the 90-degree mark due to these north flow winds. Heavy smoke throughout the area. That is going to be the mark of the day with a high estimated of about 107 degrees in downtown Reading. It should, and the emphasis is on should, have a wind shift and less smoke tonight. Low of 72 degrees. Temperatures starting to drop off tomorrow. Still hot. 100 high for a high. Tuesday night we should see a low near 70. Then by Wednesday, as you can hear, the smoke is really bad. 95 on Wednesday and then 91 on Thursday. So we are hoping for a break in this absolutely miserable stuff that we've been putting up with. Real quick, weather incident, or rather fire incidents around the state. The two biggest ones that we are most worried about, of course, are the Helena and the Ponderosa fires. The Helena fire over in the Shasta Tree National Forest contributing a lot of smoke to our skies this morning, about 9,000 acres. It is on the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and bringing up some details on that. Latest news is that there's a incident management team, Shasta County Sheriff, Trinity County Sheriff, giving some updates. The fire, trying to come up with the size of it here. It's just about 9,000 acres. There are still some evacuations taking place. And if you want to get some more information on that fire, the Helena Fire in Trinity County, 530-628-0089. They'll start answering those phones right after 8 a.m. Helena Fire still very active. Meanwhile, down in Butte County, if you've got family down there, the Ponderosa Fire at 4,000 acres, but they do have good about 70% containment. Evacuation orders have been lifted. Again, the Ponderosa fire. In all, there are dozens of incidents, 72 incidents at last report in the American West. So fire resources are stretched very thin. Please be extremely careful as you are out and about today. So right now, again, in downtown Reading, we are showing 80 degrees. And we bring you now the best of Free Fire Radio for your Monday morning.
KCNR 1460, right down here in the center of Reading. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm on my way now. in downtown Reading, Ground Zero Reading, right here, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live today on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, so you have your little Monday fix. Oh, there we go. Thank you so much.
No, that was mine. I turned
no,
off.
But I know Bob did, too. Well, Bob Belongi. Bob, okay,
yes.
Wait, okay, thank you. So, okay, we've got the Monday morning knobs. You all know we do that.
Okay.
So Bob Belongi and Brenda Belongi went to Oregon.
Totality.
Yes.
Well, you've always been one of those guys, either all in or nothing. That's bad, Bob.
Well, so share with our audience what happened for you up there.
The rumors of automotive Armageddon, at least getting to the event, were greatly exaggerated, which meant we didn't really have to get up at 2 a.m. to start from Winston to continue on up, but we did. Every rest stop was packed full of cars, which was kind of funny. We arrived, actually, we had some gracious hosts who have a large farm just outside of Salem, Oregon, right on the path.
And how did you find the gracious gracious hosts?
Well, friends of friends, which is how these things usually work out.
Okay.
And a large farm on a slight rise, and the weather was absolutely clear. So, and we had our instruments set up, you know, the shielded binoculars, and one gentleman brought what's called a, in fact, I posted some pictures on my Facebook feed, a solar scope, which is a sort of projector so that people can gather around, and it's a fancy pinhole camera. So we watched it coming, and I've seen a lot of partials, but that moment of totality when there's a black hole in the sky surrounded by these ethereal filaments, and you realize that these wispy clouds are thousands and thousands of times the size of our entire planet, is very humbling. And there's this deep, deep purple blue twilight that takes over, and the shadow is about 60
purple
miles.
Haze.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we have to hear that today.
And I'm going to be getting some footage from the GOES-16 satellite that literally shows this big shadow moving across the whole country during the eclipse. Yeah,
well,
very cool.
I tell you what, today
getting out was a different matter.
today it's been reported that several people were treated at doctor's offices for putting a suntan lotion on their eyes. So I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Why would you put suntan lotion on your eyes? Well, so I could watch the
sunblock,
eclipse.
Sunblock, yeah.
It was sunblock. They put sunblock on their eyes. Can you believe that?
Unclear.
Oh, it hurts now. It hurts.
Unclear on the concept, apparently.
Okay, now, I understand, though, a lot of gas stations on the way north were running out of gas, though.
Did
you hear about that?
We heard, but and that may have scared a lot of people off. That didn't bother me. We refueled in a town called Winston, which is near Roseburg. And no problems at all. We had a rental car that had about a 600-mile range on it, so we were fairly confident we got it. Getting out
you
was interesting.
Take the yellow bee?
No. We rented a car because we had another mission while we were up there. It took us about 2.5 hours to get there from Roseburg. Getting out, however, was about almost 6 hours because everybody tried to come home at once, and Interstate 5 turned into a parking lot.
Oh, wow. Gee, I hate that.
Well, we had some friends up here. I need a little bit more volume, please. I had some friends up here from Redding that were in Oregon, and she had said the words, "I just got back from the trip from hell." 12 hours on the interstate to get back.
People who went straight to the interstate went into a problem. We actually used our Google Maps and went on quite a tour of the Willamette Valley, but we never stopped. It would move us from one. Interesting thing, a little bit creepy, is that Google Maps, everybody is on Google Maps. Their information is being uploaded. And so the computers at Google Maps are actually calculating the best route to go. In fact, as we're approaching one intersection, the directions went from turn left to turn right because it determined that dynamically that the traffic would be better flowing from input from all these people on the move. So it actually allowed us to thread our way through the valley and never stopped, and we got home in much faster time than the people who just got on the 5 and sat there.
We've been routed around places, too. You know, it says, take a left, get off the freeway, and we're like, why? I mean, it's absolutely clear, and we ignored it the first time. And then, sure enough, right where it said it was going to happen, boom, there it was. So.
Well, that's fantastic. We were with some friends last night that went to Oregon as well. They said there was no... There
Nobody
was absolutely,
there.
And she said that the town that they were in, and I can't remember the name of the town, but it was one in Oregon that I hadn't
on the coast.
I hadn't heard of
Newport, maybe
Newport, because
yeah.
that's where it was supposed to have started.
Okay, she said that the shop owners they kept this big hype about thousands of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to come. So all of the shop owners triple, quadruple stocked, and they didn't have the crowd.
And
did not have the crowd.
And they said the weather was perfect. You could see.
And they said that they were asking up the shop owners, were saying, well, I don't know how we're going to survive this because of the fact that they had purchased all this.
And it's strange because it was on the beach and they expected thousands, like 30 or 40,000 who never materialized, at least not that many. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, weather, we've started again.
Okay.
The heat
is
here.
Okay, you guys. It's 68 right now, you know, climbing every minute that I read the... the weather report, it's 100, going to be 109 today. Now, I sang yesterday at The View, and I know that when we left for a wedding last night, Okay, we sang it. I sang at the View. Didn't feel like it was hot, but you know, I wasn't really looking at the temperature.
It was all right.
Then we left for a wedding about 4:30. We were going to Gova Ranch. And it
shout
was 100.
Shout out to Julie Maxwell and Brandon, who got married yesterday.
That's right.
Judy Maxwell's daughter.
That's right. It was a beautiful wedding. I'd never attended a wedding, and it's a beautiful ranch.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, so it was 114 in our car, and when we crossed the bridge on 44, I said, oh, look, it's just 113 now. But by the time we actually got out there, it was
104.
About, yeah.
104.
All right.
Outside wedding.
So today, 109.
Linda said, I think you should wear a sports coat to the wedding. I said, okay. So I wore a sports coat.
I
walked in. Do you think there was anybody else
was the
in
only
a sports
person
coat and a long sleeve
shirt? You were
so
the
do you
only.
Think anybody was like that? So the sports coat came off almost immediately. But it was a great wedding.
And, I suppose I should think it's wedding. And
the
people,
Anderson Rotary, the ones that did the food, and it was great.
Yeah, it was
fresh.
Yeah.
It was fresh stuff, fresh veggies and all that.
It was beautiful.
Great wedding.
Excessive heat warning today until 8 p.m. Okay, when you have the weather saying it's excessive heat warning, Bob, I want you to kind of see if you can pull that up and look to exactly what that means when they say it's excessive heat. It's 109. Today, well, actually, according to this, it says it's supposed to be 111, but we have 109 on the board. Tonight, 73. Tomorrow calls for 107. Tuesday calls for 69. Wednesday, if you want to hear this more, sunny and hot with around 102. And
Thursday
108.
Again. Yeah, it comes back again for the weekend.
Friday, 111. Saturday, 112.
Yay!
Sunday, 108.
Yay!
So we're up in those high triple digits. What does that mean by, I'm looking over there and I'm seeing this red, excessive heat warning.
Okay, moderate to high risk of heat-related illness, especially for sensitive groups, which include the elderly, children, sick people, and animals. Excessive heat warning means that a prolonged period of dangerously hot temperatures will occur. Combination of hot temperatures and, in some areas, high humidity will create a dangerous situation. Drink plenty of fluid. Stay in an air-conditioned room, if at all possible. Check on those kids and those elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave stuff in the car. Come on. Wear light and loose-fitting clothing when possible. Drink plenty of water.
All
there
right.
We go.
Okay. Other reports brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We drove by their facility last night. And so
it's getting bigger.
Yeah, the Kennys are such wonderful people. They just really are. And we're locally owned, a veteran business, and they do give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793 for all your propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Go out there. They're in Anderson.
There you go. Now, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, we're going to tell you about our Sleep Number bed. Sleep Number doesn't get any better than what we have here. At least I didn't think it was going to. We have the dual air beds where you can adjust. My Sleep Number setting on my side is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting on her side is 40. Now, you think, okay, that's the best. I mean, because you can adjust it. It can go down, it can go up. It's great. And the bed itself is comfortable. That's, you know, it's rated like, you know, it's like number, you know, it's been number 1 2 years in a row with J.D. Powers and all that. But then Sleep Number has come up with the Sleep Number 360. It's smart. It actually senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you. And I bet there's times that Linda wishes I could be like that. In fact, there's times I wish I could be like that, that I could adjust to her move so that I know what's going on there. So if the bed could do it, maybe eventually I'll learn how to. But this, what this does, means you can sleep comfortably through the night. Yeah, that's called the Sleep Number 360. Now, they're having the biggest sale of the year. And all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus 50% on the innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. That's right. You know what? We've been using this bed for over 3 years. It has been outstanding. People that know us, our friends come up, oh, come on, do you really use that? Oh, yeah. Is it really that good? Yeah. You don't know who J.D. Powers is, but you know Carl and Linda. So head on down to the Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center. Say, Carl and Linda sent you. Tell them that. And you come in and they said, Carl said that you were going to put me on a bed and make me feel good. Well, tell them that and see what Brian and Janice say, but then they will take care of you. We're going to be right back after these messages. Today, we're going to have the Internet Mountain Fair is going to be with us for a while, but then Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading. I can't wait to talk to him about recall and unfunded liabilities and, you know, all the new things that have happened during the last month. We'll be right back.
And 719, KCNR 1460, still we're showing 80 degrees in downtown Reading, temperature rising. This is a best of broadcast of Free Fire Radio, and that will continue right after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place is partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
With on-site and patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, North State Security works diligently to protect clients and their businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activity. With well-trained, highly visible officers and proactive mindsets toward assessing and engaging suspicious and sometimes dangerous situations, North State has been your ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Golf, great food, and a great event all come together on September 18th for the Riverfront Playhouse Golf Tournament at the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy 18 holes of golf on one of Northern California's most beautiful courses, and your tax-deductible donation will help to open the doors of the new Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading.
The tournament includes a four-person scramble, closest to the pin competition, with lunch and an awards banquet immediately following golf.
For more information, call 524-0223 or register online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
723 KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Now back to a best of episode from last Monday on KCNR 1460.
Hey, I just saw where there's this major problems in some of these elderly, you know, the elderly
care. Oh, my
care,
God, a senior, picture you know, went elderly viral.
Care homes.
Did you see that picture this morning online?
But that was the that was from the flood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, okay,
I'm talking about other problems that they were having. And this is, you know, when you see that, it's one of the reasons that home helpers, that the name home helpers hops into us, because that means in-home health care solutions for your unique situation, for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest, at home. And Sharon Clark is the one to do that. She's got the place. If you need to have short-term health care, in-home health care or long-term, Sharon Clark, 226-8350. She's going to be on later on this week, in fact.
And, I was referring to the, and that'll be great.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
But let me finish this. It's 226-8350, and she'll be on later this week.
Great. I was referring to the pictures that are online.
Of Harvey.
Well, there was a senior home, and there. I mean, when you look at people who can't move, and elderly in wheelchairs, it went viral.
And it was in, they were in waist-deep water.
Waist-deep water, and then some a woman in a recliner. I mean, just like, what are you going to do?
But they came and rescued them.
But that picture, that viral picture made people go, whoa.
Well, I mean, we talked about 50 inches of water. Can you picture 50 inches of water falling? They're saying I think I said 30,000 evacuated. This could take years for Houston in that area to recover.
Report this morning that the U.S. Coast Guard has 30 of these specialty helicopters that are designed to rescue people from the water, mm-hmm. and they're having to prioritize the rescues and get the most in danger people first and tell other people, sorry, you have to wait. These helos are running as much as they are allowed to run, conducting rescues just nonstop. Those crews are going to start wearing out pretty fast.
Well, that, you know, the other thing, too, is they've run out of boats. Texas has run out of boats, if you can imagine that. So they're getting boats from other places to come in and start rescuing people. Now, you know, the FEMA response, though, it seems like it's been really good. President Trump has responded very well to this one, to this, you know, Hurricane Harvey, this what everybody is saying. Of course, they can't, you know, they can't let that go by without, at the end. But he did pardon Sheriff Joe.
Right.
They can't let it go just at the fact he's doing a great job down there in Hurricane Harvey and getting people, you know, mobilizing all the governments working together, different levels of the government. Of course, Houston is taking hits saying you didn't evacuate us fast enough. Well, I don't know. I'm not down there. However, this is not over yet. So they've got, like I said, 50 inches of water, of rain. You know, Bob, think about that. Yeah. Linda, 50 inches.
And 6 inches per hour. That's a whole mess of water.
Yeah,
and where's it going?
I think about
going inside your house.
What it must be like if you have a child, a baby. I mean, where do you go on the realm or on the what's the most, when you were talking about going in order?
Yeah, your priorities.
Who gets the most priority? It must be the infirmed.
Well, the one is probably the ones in the most danger. You know, if you've got, you know, if they're in danger of the house being totally flooded and the people are going to be washed away, they're going to try and get them first. Then they work their way down. I'm sure they've got their list of priorities. So.
And we'll talk about the realm later, another realm.
Let's talk about something that was absolutely fabulous.
Well, yeah, again, well, that was a realm, too. I felt like we were on another planet. 45 minutes out of Reading. Yesterday, Saturday, Carl and I decided, and we left, I wish we would have left a little bit earlier, but, you know, what it did is it really inspired us. Been here for 10 years. This is what we're trying to share with people, is that we have so much beauty and awesomeness right here within our reach. And we drove to Mount Lassen National Park on Saturday for the first time. Well, we tried before in a Harley, but it was closed.
Yeah.
And so we did the loop. And one of the things we want to share with you today, because it's really important that we do that, we had that golden senior pass that we got last year from Whiskey Towns. We did a little kayak, and you have to have a pass
to get in. And I was able to purchase one for $20.
For $20. Well, I heard about this at the doggy park, of course, where all the information goes through the world.
Yep. Okay. It's the clearinghouse for information.
We don't need an NSA. We have
a
doggy park.
We have a doggy park.
You know what?
Record
searchlight, you're finished, man.
Okay, so the cost of obtaining a senior pass through the mail or online is $20, $10 for the senior pass, and $10 for processing the application. However, please pay close attention. The price of the lifetime senior pass will increase to $80 on August 28th, 2017. Hello, that's today.
That's today, so it's too late.
Well, I don't know if it's until 5 o'clock. And where do you get these passes?
Well, you can get the one. I know they had them at Lassen Park, Whiskey Town.
Whiskey Town Visitors Center will probably have some.
They may have some still. But what it did was, I saw the lifetime pass, and I thought, well, gosh, we bought that. Well, I looked inside Linda's glove compartment. Everything that Linda's ever had to do with this car, every oil change, anything is in that glove compartment. And I knew, so, of course, it would be in there. Now, I even took off the things that used to be on the window that said miles per hour or the gas mileage or that thing with all the prices.
Right.
That's even in there.
I kept that
and
too.
I found it. Meanwhile, the guy is running my card to get me a new one for $20. And we found this. So he had to go back and give it
and
back.
Pity they're identified. Otherwise, you just give me your extra.
If you're going to use a disabled veteran, let's talk about that for a second. You have to have that special card that's got your picture and a flag. And it's a white card.
Yeah, it says how disabled you are, I guess.
Yeah, or that's what they need to see that. But anyway, a new...
Those are free if you're a disabled veteran.
Right.
But I don't know what percentage.
I don't know.
Anyway, so...
But it says
Okay,
going back to this. So a new $20 annual senior pass will become available at the same time. So the $80 which will be effective
everywhere.
Today. Will be lifetime. And it was, when we first got it, it was 20 last year. Okay, so now it's gone up to 80. Just so I'm saying, if you guys are sitting there thinking, I never got one, and you want to save $60, get out there today. Or maybe call. Maybe you should call.
The real important part, though, is that Lassen Park was how beautiful it was. And Helen Lake, absolutely blue.
Emerald Lake, oh my
gosh. And then Emerald Lake, absolutely green.
And snow. People were, kids were out there snowboarding and throwing snowballs.
So how high were the drifts up at the 9,000 foot level?
They were high. They're still up there. Yeah. I mean, they were up
well
there.
Above
I mean,
the cars,
everything
yeah.
was, but the meadows were wide
so
open.
Beautiful.
And then we got to the mud pit, you know, that bubbling mud pit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is
sulfur.
That's sulfur.
While you still
took a selfie.
Now, did you go all the way out to Bumpus Hill or did
yes,
you just
Yes, we did
okay.
all that. All
it's
that.
A long walk.
We didn't take the walk.
We didn't take a walk.
We did little. We got out of the car and looked at monuments and that kind of
thing. If you hike the 2 mile trail out to Bumpus, do that at least once because it is it's an amazing sight. It's a couple of acres of bubbling mud pits and steam.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. We're going to
we'll
do that. We want to hike out to some of the lakes. Just beautiful. It was just like, are we in the Alps? Are we somewhere? It's like putting a title on. It's like, it's almost like a sunset that you try to tell somebody how beautiful it was, or when you hear a song and how beautiful it is, until you are in it and see it and feel it and smell it. You just have no idea of the feeling. So it's a good drive. It's a wonderful drive.
Lassen
Park. The loop. We kind of looked at the.
You know what really is impressive after that, too, is when you're driving away, we go in the loop heading back toward Red Bluff.
Oh, boy.
You know, you look at all these volcanic rocks, and then you realize how far and how explosive that must have been to have the lava rocks as far away as they are. And so many thousands, millions of these rocks are out there. I mean, they've got to be. And then, so it's amazing because they're everywhere.
If you go past, of course, the devastated area, 100 years after the fact, it still looks pretty
amazing. Yeah, well,
amazing.
It has grown. But picture this, what they say, a 20-foot wall of mud, hot, steaming mud came through there, and everything in front of it was gone. Yeah.
Well,
call that a lahar.
Let's talk about the road work.
Well, let's talk about
when we came out from. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
But let's talk about coming out. Was it 86?
Yeah, down by. We came out heading toward Red Bluff, and they said there was going to be a 30 to 40 minute at Mineral. Is that right? Mineral. Yeah, and they were right. That whole road is gone. Is gone. The Tullis is out there, you know, ring the bell for Tullis and all his guys, is out there repairing that road. It's a straightening thing, but the road's gone. You're on dirt as you're going through there while they're working on it. The reason they hold you up is there is no two lanes there. The very best might be a lane and a half. So at the very best, but then you've got trucks going up and down it while they're working. Okay, we got to take a break. That was a big thing, too, because that can hold you up if you go that way. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be hot today, 111 degrees. And so, as we said, with excessive heat warnings like this, don't leave any pets, any children, anybody in the car. Get lots of water. Try to stay out of the sun.
And at 7:33, you've been listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from last Monday here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back with today's weather update and then back into the best of episode right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And 736 KCNR 1460, 81 degrees in downtown Reading, rising to a high of 107. We should see a break in the heat this week, and the smoke should begin to clear out. We're certainly looking forward to that. Now, more of the best of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Where's Purple Haze?
Are you kidding? I love Dirty Laundry. This is such a great tune.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here.
I like the song.
I guess the Intermountain Fair people are not going
to
make it today.
Park, you know.
Maybe it could be. Yeah, there's
maybe they don't have any coinage because now, you know, you have to have a
early don't. Speaking of coinage, but let's just... Welcome back. 75 degrees. It's going up to 111 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Bella La Vie Wigs. Time for a change, a new hairstyle? Why spend all that time in the salon chair when you can go down to Bella La Vie Wigs and see Heidi there across from the Cascade Theater and her beautiful new shop? And you can get a brand new hairstyle just like that, or one for each day. Is that great? You mention us, Carl and Linda, and KCNR, and you're going to get a discount today. So hop on down there. Bella La Vie Wigs, have your hair exactly the way you want it, which is the way guys usually do. It's girls that have that problem. Okay, Intermountain Fair. When's the Intermountain Fair, Bob? Should be soon.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, yeah. Which is coming up. This weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was wondering what all the Ferris wheel and all the fair-like stuff is at the mall. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful Ferris wheel, by the way, when we came in last night. I thought, well, that's really beautifully. The lights were red, white, and blue, almost like it was new, you know. Anyway, so I don't know. They must be doing that for Labor Day weekend. But if you do, you know, we're supposed to have the Intermountain Fair on. Like I said, they may have had another time schedule. It does happen. Sometimes you put a interview in a different block, just like we do on our calendars. But we are going to give tickets away. 2017 Intermountain Fair, this admits one. We're going to give four away because we have a handful of tickets here. So if you want to go to the Intermountain Fair, I believe, where is that being held? Can anybody help me?
Well, we're looking it up right now. Bob, it's not, but I am.
Where's the Intermountain Fair? That would be in MacArthur, California.
In MacArthur. Okay.
Yeah. which is outside of Fall River.
Fall River. Okay, yeah. We've had them on before, yes, and they have some wonderful music and events like that. So if you want to just get out of town and try to get up to Fall River and take a family, I've got tickets for four here, right? Casey and R, give us a call at 605-4567.
Take Highway 299 and wind up through the hills.
Just keep going
on the way to Bernie.
Right. That's right.
It's past Bernie. Once you pass Bernie.
Oh, it's past Bernie. Sorry.
Yeah, you go up Hatchet Mountain and over the top and drop down into, you drop down into Bernie. And then you go across the Pitt River Gorge, which is a beautiful sight. A little scary for people going up there the first time. But you drop into Fall River Mills, which is actually noted for fly fishing and golf up there.
We've been up through there. We're going up to Alturas in that
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
In fact, it's only 2 days away, two days, 17 hours away. And this is one they have a great time up there. You're going to have a good time. And so if you want to go to the Intermountain Fair, you just give us a call. We've got tickets for you. That's right. Fair schedule. Let me see. What do we have here? On August the 31st, it's day one. August the 31st, day one. And then it's got a lot of things going on. So.
Okay, now, do you want to hear something funny? It's not really funny, but it's kind of, I've never been to a bullfight, nor would I ever attend a bullfight.
I've been.
I know you've been interested in maybe going to running with the bulls. I don't care to.
That's different than bullfighting.
Yeah. So, in France, an anti-bullfighting activist jumped into the arena in Carcassonne, southern France, on Sunday and was promptly attacked by one of the animals he wanted to protect. Two protesters, a man and a woman, were in the audience before managing to make their way into the main ring during the Novelada, a series of fights involving young bulls. One bull charged at the man, according to police, and received a long but not deep injury from its horns.
Gordon.
That's called karma.
That's called, okay, I'm here to help. I'm the government, and I'm here to help. All right, now let's talk about this. Another riot. Antifa is out again. That's right. Now, there was going to be this, I don't know if it was a, you know, white supremacy rally or whatever it was in San Francisco that got canceled. But then there was going to be a free speech. How can we as moderates get together and talk? And, you know, and talk together. And this was going to be at Berkeley. In fact, it was People for Prayer, People for Prayer was putting it on. Now, here's a list of the speakers. Oh, and the woman that was organizing is a transgender lady, was organizing it. So all the people they had for speakers, here's their list of speakers. This is a list of white supremacist speakers
what?
They had. Here's a list of the white supremacist speakers they had. It was a Muslim. It was gays, it was women, it was people of color. There was only one white person speaking, and that was the guy from the, you know, Power of Prayer or something like this. Well, here come, so they're there. I mean, this was, had, you know, and you could see everything they're writing, no Ku Klux Klan, no extremists, no signs, none of this stuff. We're here to be able to talk and have dialogue. So it was kind of a free speech type thing, a moderate, you know, moderate groups of people that were there. Well, here comes Antifa. And here's the police where, you know, they arrested like 13 people. If you were carrying weapons, get this, carrying weapons or masks or any of these things, you weren't allowed in. And then the police stood down and like 100 of these thugs got into it. Well, they beat up four or five people. They surrounded other people screaming Nazi at them, even of course they weren't Nazi. And none of the speakers were allowed to speak. So they took over. And they kept yelling, no Nazis. But see, now it's anybody's speech they don't agree with. It doesn't have to be neo-Nazi. It just has to be anybody.
Or different-minded.
Maybe even a different-minded that we want to be able to talk and okay, so, you know, we're middle of the road, maybe middle of the road conservative, but we want to be able to talk and all of us have a dialogue here and meet. And, you know, meet in the middle. And so what happens? Nope, that's not what Antifa wants because they're thugs. They're anarchists. They don't care what it is. They just want to get in and beat up people, attack people. And the police stood down. Hooray for the police. Then they got back into it to try to rescue people. Guys getting knocked down, surrounded, kicked, beaten because these guys don't fight one-on-one. They fight as packs of feral dogs would. Feral dogs. Would, you know, at least a feral dog, you know, a lot of times they get them down, they just leave them alone. But no, not this group. These groups are cowardly. they're thugs. They cover their faces. And then they, you know, and then so, and from there, this is how they make their, this is how they make their statement. You can't speak about anything that we don't, you know, we think or we believe that anything you say is wrong. And because of that, we're going to come in with sticks and clubs and how about this one? The bicycle lock that's in the sock that they can swing. And then it just looks like you've got a bicycle lock on you if the cops got you. You know, but unless you get caught like that professor did. So here you go. You've got the thugs and, the, you know, people against free speech attacking people, and it's just allowed. It's allowed by the Berkeley police. Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I wonder if those people down in Berkeley have any problem with socialists.
Probably not.
Unless,
well, the socialists, unless the socialists
were... Was the Socialist Party. That's what Nazi stands for.
What? The Nazis. Where the National Socialist Party. No,
they're
no, I understand
Socialist
that. No. These guys are, these guys go beyond this. I think they go beyond, they go beyond socialism. They are,
well,
they're communist.
They're,
I think they're communists. They only want one string of thought, and that's theirs. And they will say, oh, no, we just hate extremism, when they don't recognize that they are the extremist.
Well, that seems to be the thing, and I think that they should take a lesson from the Federales when they had that that demonstration down in the University of Mexico City about 30 years ago, or a little longer. And they went in there and killed 122 kids and wounded a bunch more, and that was the last demonstration they ever had.
Well, I'm not sure just going out and shooting kids that are protesting. If you're talking about thugs that are armed and attacking people,
well,
yeah, that's different. But just the protest is,
the Federales,
you know,
didn't put up with it down there. I remember that very plainly.
Well, you know,
and I'll tell you, that stopped the whole thing dead in its tracks.
Yeah, I think that would. However, comma, we've had something like that happen, not to the killing 122 back in... gosh, where was it? That college campus that the National Guard fired on and killed, Kent State killed four people, and that had a, that was a devastating effect on people. But they weren't. I don't know what, but it was still the effect is what we have now is groups of thugs, anarchists who are taking away people's right of free speech, and the police are standing by.
Well, the police don't seem to want to do anything about it.
No.
That's the thing, and the only way they're going to stop it is violence.
Well, they're going to have to crack down on them. They're going to go after them and arrest each one. And they've got to do is put them in jail. Put them in jail.
Yeah, for a long period of time, not book them.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Hey, one of the ways to handle it if you're being attacked probably is Northern Firearms Instruction. Did I tie that one in? Was that a good segue?
That was a,
no.
Man.
Okay, that was a segue.
That
if you're if you're in danger, you got, you know, you know what? The police and the sheriff all tell you the same thing. You have to be able to protect yourself because we're not everywhere and we can't be there sometimes for hours. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. And it's done by Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major, who has classes in 27 to 28 counties and getting ready to open up another county. And he provides the most complete CCW training in California. For you're looking for either just your regular concealed carry or tactical rifle, defensive pistol, home security, or classes for your business. That's right, classes for your business. All of this comes through Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check it out online, readingccw.com. I want to take a break, and then we want to come back. Like I said, Brent Weaver's coming on at 8 o'clock. But you know what? I think I hate to do this to people who probably aren't onto it like us. I think Game of Thrones, we need to talk about Game of Thrones just for a second.
And let's talk about the Meriwether-McGregor fight.
Oh, and if... And, you
or
know,
Mayweather.
Mayweather and McGregor fight. How much money can two guys make in 30 minutes? We'll be right back.
KCNR 1460, it's 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. More of the best of Free Fire Radio right after this.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury. then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Now back to a replay of last Monday's show, The Best of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Wunderbach. Good morning. It's Monday, 28th of August, 75 degrees, going up to 111 today, 530-605-4567, 8 o'clock. Brent Weaver, Mayor of Reading, is going to be our guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where Linda and I are heading down to after sometime during today's, you know, before noon. Go out and get a good workout because it's going to be 111 outside, so we thought we'd go inside and sweat. And then after I stop sweating, it'll be air conditioned and clean. And they've got an indoor saltwater swimming pool and Bohem Spa. They've got it all. This is the place to go to. People are starting to notice that svelte body that I'm starting to put together. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Cypress and Eureka. All right, here it is.
Okay. I mean, everything about it gives me chills. I don't know about you.
Last night was the finale, and this is the hard part. If you didn't see it, then you better. The spoiler alert. And poor Bob, though, hasn't seen it yet, and he's got to stay here.
We're going to watch it tonight.
You're going to watch it tonight, but let me tell you something. We tried to figure out who is married to who and who is related to who, and it came out last night. Who is.
The true Jon Snow.
Who is Jon Snow?
Yeah.
And, well, as it turns out, that Jon Snow isn't Jon Snow, and he's not the bastard. He's not that. So, you know, they had the War of the Bastards.
Which they kind of alluded to in the last.
They have. Yeah. But if you remember in the last episode, they killed one of the dragons. And then the scene at the very end of the last one was.
Of episode 6.
Episode 6 was when they were pulling the dragon out of the water. Now, social media and all these people went crazy, not about the dragon was being pulled out, but where did they get these chains? Where did they get these huge chains up there in the middle of nowhere that had to be made? And these people don't make things, they just kill things. Anyway, they pulled the dragon out. The guy touched it. The eyes came up blue. And let me tell you, Spoiler alert.
Don't give away the end though. Okay, go ahead.
Let's just say the dragon appears.
Yes.
And there was a major character died last night.
Oh, and, my God.
But it was,
they killed him off on a fairly regular basis.
No, that will be
this
surprising
was a great
to you.
One. This was
that was
this
a
was
twist.
A great one. This was a great one, too.
That was a twist.
So
even
we're
going to
be
went,
nice.
What?
We're going to be nice today. And but it was perfect. It was perfect what happened. So it was a big night. And that's the finale for the year. It was an hour and a half. And the you know, of course, Cersei will never change. We think she changes. Then she's not going to change. And then she has this beautiful scene with her brother, the dwarf, Tyrion. They had this great scene together, and then
Peter Dinklage is the breakout star for the whole series.
He is, and then they had the they showed everybody the what do you call those, the Winter Dead? Is that the one?
Dead Walkers,
the
Night
Dead
Walkers,
Walkers, whatever
yeah,
they are.
The Walkers, yeah. The White Walkers. Yeah,
yeah, and they came out and they proved to everybody, okay, these things are alive. So anyway.
Yeah.
It was a big Game of Thrones. The only thing bigger than that was the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Okay, now I'm looking here about, I haven't looked up exactly how much they made here, but interesting, the way they talked about each other was very respectful.
After the fight.
After the fight, Mayweather in his first fight since outpointing Andre Berto in September 2015 eclipsed the revered 49-0 mark of Rocky Marciano, who retired as unbeaten heavyweight champion. Here's a couple things I didn't know about Mayweather. 57-0 is his record. 27 knockouts.
27 knockouts.
Yeah.
Not only that, but Mayweather took on McGregor. Mayweather is 40-42, something like that. Of course, McGregor's like in his 28. But here's the thing. The people thought this was going, you know, McGregor is a cage fighter. And they were talking to one of the champions of the, you know, of the MMA, and he says, I'm not sure. He says, McGregor's got a great punch. He wins by punching. But this is he's fighting the guy, you know, that is magic. This guy is the best, and maybe best ever, you know, at his weight class, probably, maybe one of the best fighters ever. And he's got to go against him, and he can't. He says, if they were on the street, he says, McGregor would take him in a second. But we're not in the street. So here's what happened in the fight. McGregor came out at him, and he very suitably, he did not make a fool of himself. He went out there and punched, and he knew what he was doing, and he was very surprising to a lot of the boxing analysts that he held his own in there. Mayweather kept, you know, back up until he figured it out, and then Mayweather came after him in the later rounds when McGregor had tired out and Mayweather went after his body to slow him down and then went out. And in the 10th round, they stopped it because Mayweather just kept punching him in the face.
Yeah, it was TKO on round 10. But interesting, when you look at the judges, it was 86-85 at the total. So, you know, round 1, 9 for Mayweather, 10 for McGregor.
Yeah, well, McGregor won the first 3 rounds.
Yeah, so that, you know.
But Mayweather wasn't really too concerned about it.
He did is he wore the guy down.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. Now, McGregor said something that at first people took extreme offense. He says, I turned Mayweather into a Mexican.
Tonight. He fought like a Mexican.
Now, everybody went berserk on that till they finally realized what he was talking about. Mayweather is a type that, you know, he punches and he retreats, punches and retreats, and he comes back, punches and retreats. He's one of the greatest counterpunchers ever. What McGregor meant was when he's fighting an Hispanic fighter, Mexican fighters come straight at you and they just keep pounding at you. For the vast majority of them come straight at you and they fight, they attack. And that's what he meant by that. Nobody took umbrage about it. Mayweather knew what he was talking about, that Mayweather, instead of counterpunching, came right at him and punched him out. Essentially, they stopped the fight.
A quote from McGregor, he says, I thought I took the early rounds pretty easy, McGregor said. He's composed. He's not that fast. He's not that powerful, but boy, is he composed.
Yeah, he never loses his, you know, he can push him and shove him, and he never loses it. Yeah.
Silent but deadly, right?
$100 million, I think, Mayweather made. And I think, now here's the other thing. If people said, well, McGregor, if he's really in trouble, he may revert back to a punch, to an elbow, a kick, or taking him down. If he'd have lost almost all the money for that one. And he didn't. He stayed in there and he boxed. So this was the thing that, as most people said, is the biggest non-fight ever. How, you know how much it would cost? You know how much it cost? Let's just say Max was one of our favorite places to go to. Max was down here. I said, how much would it cost for you to have that fight in here? He goes, $3,000. $3,000. And I think, and it got a lot more. In New Mexico and Albuquerque, they were charging $40 to get into the bars there to see the fights, to see that fight. Anyway,
a ticket.
For the ticket, just to get in. Yeah. Just
well, at least it wasn't, with all the buildup, it wasn't one of these, three punches and no mas.
It wasn't Muhammad Ali coming up with the secret punch and knocking out Sonny Liston in the first 15 seconds of the fight. People hadn't even sat down yet and for the fight, and it was over. So
yeah, that was one of the big pay-per-view debacles of all time. I forget which fight that was, but it was like 15 seconds.
Hey, a shout-out to Sonny. Sonny's been... Yeah, Sunny went out there and said she went out to that, what was it, Berman's Hell? Bumper Hell.
Oh, Bumpus Hell.
Okay. Yeah. And she said, you got to watch your kids because they want to get too close, and people have fallen into these mud baths.
Yeah, and that's all she wrote. But you do have to hike out there. It's quite a steep hike. It is not for the faint of heart, but when you get there, it's worth the walk.
All right, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Now, we can say that because it's absolutely true. The only tree and watch repairman, Linda, you go there for a variety of things. They've got not only a watch repairman, and I think you've got a watch there that you still need to pick up.
Yes, I keep telling you
to go pick it up? Okay, I can
do that. Well, I think it's still in there. I'll get a call from them when it's fixed. I think it's a 1940s man's Rolex. And it is, it's, the black leather band, I can wear it. So it's really it's a piece of artwork because the dial and the numbers glow in the dark. But it's a wind-up watch. So, there's all kinds of, movement in it, obviously, that way. And so I trust the guy down at Four Winds Jewelry to take it apart and fix it from scratch.
Well, and he can do that. Plus, they can design jewelry they can design it and build jewelry down there. Four Inch Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
And it's 8:01 KCNR Shasta Reading News in progress, sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Into the extreme southeastern Gulf.
Forecast today, Roberts with the Nashville Hurricane Center. More of these stories from townhall.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-960-4646. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-960-4646. 800-960-4646.
A summit of five major developing countries has opened following a call by host Chinese President Xi Jinping for them to stand up together against what they see as a growing tide of protectionism.
Leaders of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are meeting in the southeastern Chinese city of Xiamen. Xi gave a speech to BRICS business leaders calling for those nations to work with others around the world to deal with problems arising from globalization. Xi also met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and discussed North Korea's latest nuclear test. The official Xinhua news agency said they agreed to appropriately deal with it without elaborating. Xinhua also reported that Xi and Putin had agreed to enhance military cooperation between China and Russia. Jeremy House reporting.
The financial markets are closed today for the Labor Day holiday, and the Dow resumes trading for the week tomorrow at 21,988. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. The U.S. Open quarterfinals will include two Americans on the women's side and one American in the men's bracket. Here's correspondent Graham Agar.
Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens have both reached the US Open quarterfinals, posting identical three-set scorelines over their respective opponents. Williams showed some of her best form so far, while beating Carla Suarez Navarro 6-1 in the third.
This was my best match, so I was happy to see my level rise as the tournament is continuing, as I know that my opponents are going to be better and I need to be better.
She next takes on the 12th seed Petra Kvitova. Stevens also finished strong on her way past Julia Gerges. She now takes on Anastasia Sevastova after she ended the run of Maria Sharapova.
That's Graham Agar's reporting. An Ohio board has approved an estimated $7.8 million tax credit for Amazon as the e-commerce giant plans a new fulfillment center outside of Cleveland, one that could employ about 2,000 workers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And at 8:05, KCNR 1460, I'm Bob Belongi, the rest of the staff taking a well-deserved Labor Day holiday, and I'm playing for you a best-of episode from last Monday featuring Reading Mayor Brent Weaver. We will have that up in just a moment. Let's get some current weather, 82 degrees in Reading, smoky throughout the area. That's going to be the case for the rest of the day. Overnight low right around the mid-70s mark. Tomorrow, though, we should see a little bit of a change. Temperature is forecast to drop down to right around the century mark, and then as we get deeper into the week, the smoke should ease up, and we are expecting to see temperatures quite a bit lower, down into the 90s. So, with luck, a bit of a break coming up. Today, though, Labor Day, very smoky conditions, extremely high fire danger. Let's check the two fires that are closest to us, causing the most grief right now. Down in Butte County, the Ponderosa fire at about 70% containment. We're expecting an update on that later this morning. Having burned close to 5,000 acres, all evacuations lifted for the Ponderosa fire near Forbestown down there in Butte County. Also in the vicinity over in Trinity County, one of the fires that's giving us a whole lot of smoke, the Helena fire. Last time we looked was up around, according to InciWeb, which is the federal forest fire information. Helena fire right around a little over 9,000 acres was the last update. We will expect better numbers later on this morning. Other extremely large wildfires in the area. The Eclipse fire in the Klamath National Forest having burned 80,000 plus acres. Also the Salmon Complex fire over 50,000 acres. And then up in Oregon, the Chetco Bar fire, extremely high numbers. I don't have those right in front of me, but lots of problems. So that's the reason we have all this smoke all around us. So hopefully it'll start clearing up. And now we're going to go back to a best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Reading Mayor Brent Weaver.
Hey, we're here with Brent Weaver.
Hey, good morning.
Mayor
good morning.
Of Reading, and not being recalled. So,
little stab there.
No comment.
Not being recalled. No, okay. But what do you think of the recall?
You know, I've kind of just said publicly several times that it's a process that's available in the public square, and it's moving forward, and I'm going to let it work itself out. I'm not taking a position.
Okay. Now, the reason I asked you that was because you haven't said it here on the show, I don't think.
Well, now I have.
Now you have.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You're taking no position. What did you think of Aaron Reznor throwing her hat in the ring for the next election, whether it's the recall or the regular?
Well, I'll tell you what, that it surprised me, knowing a little bit about their family and where they're at with young kids like, you know, myself and Adam McElvain. But I think it's great. I will tell you, a few years ago when I, got the itch to run, it was my hope that, maybe a different, group of individuals, maybe even a little bit younger than we've traditionally had in Reading, would, throw their hat into the ring. There's a lot of people with great business backgrounds and business experience, and I think Erin certainly fits into that category. So I will be as excited as others to, you know, hear what she is going to run on.
Well, I tell you what, here's something that Linda and I have been talking about for, what, the last 8 years, is that we need young people. The people that, for, you know, that are going, that are inheriting Reading, that have come back. I think you came back, right?
I did, yeah.
And, you know, and coming back, we need your enthusiasm. We need your verve. We need business acumen. And we need that kind of leadership coming up that's going to make the difference. And if the leadership that we have here isn't doing that, then there's a, that's why we have recalls. And as people tried to pin us down yesterday, last night, is that we too are not taking a stand on it, because we cannot do that and have people on our radio station and give them a full chance to explain, like Kristen and Francie will come on, mm-hmm. why they shouldn't be recalled. And there's other people that said this is why they should. We don't take stands on that. We don't endorse locals on anything because they're all our neighbors. And
that includes,
once you start endorsing, now you pick sides and then things change.
That includes all the way up into just about where senator.
Well, anything above.
Congressman.
No, assembly and congress we do.
Right.
So
well,
anything
not,
above local.
Usually we don't.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
And we haven't. And yep. And that's why we don't show up at these when they have fundraisers and all that, because if you show up for one, you got to show up for all of them. And if you miss one, then now you've taken sides.
Right.
And that was driven home to us in our first year.
Sure, I bet.
When somebody put us down as endorsing them and we hadn't, and we had an opponent on, and he goes, well, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You're already endorsing so-and-so. We went, no, we're not. Well, yeah, you are. And we looked it up. Sure enough.
Our
name was on the website. And okay. That was taken down immediately.
Yeah.
So we don't do that.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, when asked, we're just going to let the democratic process take its place.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to have to take an early break here. Our guest is our mayor, Brett Weaver, and I'm looking forward in, I know Carl's got a list of questions, but I do want to ask you about the meeting that I attended a few weeks ago, the downtown revitalization.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I have been telling so many people, but I really want your insight too as to what that meeting said.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Okay. Yesterday, Linda and I were on our way out to, or Saturday, on our way to Lassen Park, and we stopped at Cedar Tree Restaurant. Had a great breakfast there, because it doesn't get any better. Then I were at Cedar Tree Restaurant. You know, and it was, you know, it's on the way. It's not even that far out of town anyway. If you're just wanting a great breakfast at great prices, you can't beat it. I did not have the chicken fried steak, you know, because Linda will slap me. But I didn't have the chicken fried steak, but I had the pork sausage.
I'm such a joker. Cardiologist.
No. It's just this, is that I told Linda, I said, look, I said, I'm going to get back to that spelt spot I was when I got back from Iraq, and you're helping me with that, you know. And you don't say anything. You just look at me if I order something.
That's such an ogre.
You're not an ogre, but it was great. Cedar Tree Restaurants right out there in Palisadro. For dinner or breakfast or lunch.
And ladies, don't look at your husband across the way. Don't even look at him. Just look down.
No. We'll be right back with Brent Weaver.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
And returning now to Best of Free Fire Radio at 8:16 on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Tell me that's not a great, like,
B-52.
Song.
Love
wanna,
that.
That is like my only karaoke song.
Don't you want to jump up and down when you hear that? It's like, ow, come on.
You know what?
I actually, 8:20 in the morning. Oh, these guys here. I hope they come to Reading. I think they've been here before, but at Cascade.
I've been where the B-52s have been.
I'm sure you have.
Different B-52s.
Did they have red,
with the eight engines.
Red beehives.
They call them arc lights.
75 degrees in the downtown season, 109 to 111 today. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
You have a little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack 2.5 feet in length, and you go down to see Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business called Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether don't fool around with your family's safety, get it repaired the proper way, and that's just what Crackmaster does. Guarantees his work. If you can't do it, he'll tell you. Say, I can't fix this one. Or if it's going to be too much of a, if it's going to impair your vision too much, he will tell you that. But he will fix anything in between. I mean, crack over 2.5 feet in length. I've got one 12 inches on my windshield 9 years ago, and you still can't see it that he fixed. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We're here with Reading Mayor Brent Weaver. And we just talked about the recall. Somebody said, well, you've just about why you're not going to support it. Yeah, that's it. I'm not supporting it. I'm just, you know, we as a radio station stay in the middle on this. You know, we want to have both, all sides on this. Okay. Linda was at this meeting last week where it was, the revitalization of downtown.
Yep.
And had some real, I think Adam was there and had a lot of the people that have, a buy-in down here.
Yep. So it's referred to as the Downtown Collaborative.
Okay.
And it has typically two city council members will attend it. This year it's Adam McElvain and myself. We have representation from Viva Downtown to Turtle Bay to
Cascade Riverfront,
Ann Thomas with her bike organization. We have just so many different groups down there, and everyone's talking about, well, what are you doing to make downtown positive? And we might talk about, from different events taking place. We might talk about the downtown specific plan. We might talk about what are we hearing, rumors around the corner for different developments. It's just a great meeting because it gets everyone together monthly, and we're all in a room together talking about how we can support one another.
It was just fantastic for me. Missy had invited me to go along, and all I said was, hey, we are a downtown radio station. I mean, we're for-profit, but we do a lot of stuff for non-profit. I mean, we have people come on that are, you know, doing a bake sale down for something. But I just wanted to say, you know, help us help you. We want this kind of information. I was recently just sitting next to somebody, and they said, I think I'm going to just move from Reading. And I said, just wait 5 years. Just give it 5 years, because I think downtown you're going to be seeing that urban development in the next 5 years. It's going to happen. Maybe not all at once, but there'll be phases. Do you feel that?
You know, I'll tell you what, and you're actually hitting on a little bit about, you know, what I'm going to talk about, the state of the city. Which, you know, like you've had an opportunity to live in many different areas in the United States. You know, I grew up here. I went away. I lived abroad for a while. I lived in different states. I worked in the Bay Area. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, even as the mayor, we have some, you know, some real issues we're dealing with right now, you know, from public safety to, raising the median income for people working in our community. But I will tell you, there are so many positives taking place, whether it's the downtown development projects we have going, whether it's the Dignity Wellness Center, whether it's Costco, whether it's the housing starts for construction. We don't talk about that enough. We have more housing starts taking place right now than we had, or at least we're getting close to where we were pre-recession. We have a lot of positives. And then the last thing I will say, and I'm giving a little bit away from the state of the city, is you can darn near get anything on Amazon.com these days, right? You can get diapers, you can get food, you can get your headphones, you get whatever you want on Amazon.com. But you know what Amazon can't get you, Carl? It cannot reproduce our lakes. It cannot reproduce our river, our fishing, our outdoor, our mountain biking, our running. And I'll tell you, when I worked in San Francisco and I was sitting in that traffic, go home each night, hour and a half each way, most of those people, if they were being honest, they would trade what they have for what we have up here. I can be home after work, even serving in the city council, and still be a part of my kids' lives up here. And you can go any direction, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you can do anything you want. It's incredible.
We were just talking about Lassen Park and how great that was. Now, but let's go back to that one for a second. The state of the city, when's it going to be?
September 26th.
Okay, we need to get tickets.
Yep. Get a table.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. So we got, I kind of say it's the class of 93, Shasta 93. We got Ryan Denham, you know, he's the chair of the board for Chamber of Commerce, and he'll be there. And he and I graduated Shasta High School at the same time. We're going to try to go easy on Jake Mangus, who, is a little bit younger than us, and we're going to have to make sure to keep him in line. But, you know, getting back to, you know, talking points, we're going to, I'm going to make sure and focus some of my comments on areas we need to be improving upon at the city. I want to make sure we don't gloss over and just talk about the good things we're doing, but what are some areas we need to improve upon? What areas are we improving upon right now? Then I want to pivot to what are our strengths as a community, and then end on what are our opportunities. And we're going to talk about what are each of us individually, what are our opportunities, and what are our opportunities as a community.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are we for the new police chief?
So my understanding is a week ago they went through the process. They had a citizens committee. They had a technical committee. My understanding is they narrowed it down to two people. And from there, City Manager Tippins doing kind of background checks.
Are they both local guys?
You know, I don't know that I can probably comment on that, but I know that there was, a local individual that applied, and I think there was many from outside the area. I will say that what I can say is people were encouraged by the talent that applied for the position.
When we talk about our let's just really quickly kind of summarize some of the things that have been happening lately. The telling people if they're going to be and this is what Barry was on last Friday talking about, that we're not telling people you can't hand out food in the park and clothes, but if you got to get a permit to do it. If you're going to have that many people, everybody else has to get a permit, so they had to. That was the curbside. But then you had the sweep. Right after that, and even though that Dean Germano said that it served no purpose except to, it made it look like the homeless were lawbreakers, which I thoroughly disagreed with. that they went out and the police swept through and picked up 90 people. So you had that. And then you've got a number of other, I think, ideas that are coming up, like making it illegal to give money to panhandlers. One of the cities has done that. What other things is the city doing just to kind of take our streets back?
Yeah. So let's talk about that sweep, because that's been in the news, and you have people on different sides starting to weigh in. And I will tell you, I think it was an unequivocal success, and we need to do more of that. It's not just that we're sweeping through our parks or our river trails or these illegal encampments, but we're sharing information with those in those camps or, you know, in parks and saying, hey, we got some services for you that can help you, locate housing. It can help you get some job skills, or, you know, we're trying to give services to those who may not know that there's opportunity out there for you to get out of, you know, whatever it is you're doing right now that's not being productive. But guess what? There's another segment of that community that's doing some bad stuff, and we arrested them. And that's the job that the Reading Police Department can fulfill. Now, were we able to hold some of those lawbreakers as long as we would like? No, but you know what? We at least put them on notice and said, hey, we're going to start enforcing our laws, and we should be doing that. Just yesterday, I had two families over for Sunday dinner, and one of them is a dentist who took over for Gus Petras, and he moved here from Texas, and he's been here for a couple years, and he said, hey, I have all these moms coming into my dental office, and they're just saying how much they appreciate, you know, what's going on right now at the city, that you're trying to do something. And yeah, maybe we can't solve the revolving door at the jail today, but we are looking at it with, you know, some future conversations. But what can we do today? And what we can do today is enforce our existing laws. Because if you're that residential neighborhood or you're that business next to that illegal camp and you have that liability of fire danger, you know, you need to be doing something about that. And back to, you know, your point there about giving things away in the park, I think communities, we need to have this conversation. It's uncomfortable to some degree, but a lot of people were wired in such a way where we have a big heart. And so you see somebody hurting, you know, when you go by the park and you say, you know, I want to go give them some food. Or you're driving through the corner at Safeway on Churn Creek and you see somebody out there with a sign. Your heart goes out to them and you want to help. You want to give them something through the car window. But, you know, we live in a time and age where we've got to step back and be smarter about how we're helping people. Because if you tolerate that type of behavior, it attracts more people with that type of behavior. And if you continue to attract that, it hurts the business community. What pays for social services? Our tax base. And so you've got to make sure you have a clean and orderly city so people want to operate a business here.
I understand that. So does that mean we're going to start seeing ordinances that says it's illegal to hand money to people?
We already have an ordinance like that. The question is, there's a debate between publicly owned land versus privately owned land. I will tell you right now that the city attorney for Reading and the city attorney, Jody Burgess, who helps out down in Anderson, they're working together right now to figure out how we can bridge that divide between public and privately owned land. I've been working for, I don't know, maybe a 4 to 6 weeks trying to work on getting signage up in Reading, at least on the publicly owned land. Get the signage up that just has our ordinance on there. It says you can't hand money through a vehicle because it creates a safety hazard for other cars or other people in front or behind. So we're working on that. There's a lot of things we already have on the books. We just need to enforce. One's the shopping cart ordinance. We need to enforce the shopping cart ordinance, that if we tolerate that as a community, that somebody can illegally go and take a store's shopping cart and use that as a form of transportation. I think that's a bad policy for our community. We already have an illegal camping ordinance. We don't need to create a new one. We just need to enforce it. And on top of these, you know, ordinances.
Why aren't we enforcing it then?
Well, you have different
No, you're all the city council, and you got a new city manager. So if it's against the law and this is something you feel strongly about, where's that in the list of priorities?
So I was catching my breath so I could get the words out there, but you beat me to it. So what I would say is you have different ways of how people facilitate certain things. So right now, you know, we have a changing of the guard at the city manager position. We have a changing of the guard at the police chief. and we see a willingness to try some new things. I'm really, really encouraged, and I think the community's encouraged what we've seen in the last 2 months, and I want to see more of it. I've made that clear, both to the city manager and to the captains who are filling in, and Chief Hansen. And we've got to make sure that, boil it down, this is what it is. We want the good guys to feel like we're winning.
Well, it's okay, we got to take a break here.
We do have to take a break, and you know,
lots of questions coming in on the chat room.
We are in a sea of change. I mean, everywhere you look around, let's acknowledge that it's the truth. Everywhere you look around, things are changing. Titles are changing. People are changing. Laws are changing. We are in the sea of change right now. We will be taking calls. Our guest is our Mayor Brett Weaver here on KCNR 1460. We'll be taking your calls. If you have a question for the mayor, as well as our chat pack at KCNR1460.com, go into the chat pack. We're going to take a break here. We'll see you on the other side. KCNR 1460.
And it is 8:29 on KCNR 1460. You are listening to the best of Free Fire Radio from last Monday, our interview with Reading Mayor Brent Weaver. We'll be back to that, as well as a quick check of the current weather conditions after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And it is 82 degrees in Reading, looking for a high of 107 here on KCNR 1460. Smoky conditions should ease up in the next few days and actually dropping down into the 90s by the middle of the week. Currently again in Reading, 82 degrees. Now back to a replay of last Monday's Free Fire Radio.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here with Carl and the Bot. It is 75 degrees, going up to 111 or more today. Ooh, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. We're here with Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading, and one of the things I asked him during the break was, when are we going to, are we using all of the assets we can get? And one of the things I've talked about for a long time has been private security firms out there. We don't have to pay retirement, we don't have to pay uniforms, if they get bumped in a fight or injured, we don't have to take care of that. But there are really good people out there like North State Security.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, everyone knows in Reading that we are understaffed at our police department. And I'll speak for myself. I think many of my peers on the council probably feel similar, maybe not everyone. But how do you make 100 officers feel like 150? And so you've got to say, what are new tools that we can new assets?
Force multipliers.
And one of them is, I think, employing private security to augment different routes or different areas. You know, maybe they're working in conjunction with the police department for maybe it's downtown, routes or downtown, checking out different areas where we have hotspots. Another area, I had a great meeting last week, as did Barry Tippin. We attended with the Guardian Angels. And, you know, we're getting to know them and their organization. And they're
Are straight guys, too.
Yeah, they're good guys. That's a good comment, because I'll tell you, attending that meeting last week, there might be more women in the Guardian Angels than men. I said, this is talk about diversity. You are a diverse organization.
Yeah.
And, you know, learning more about them. And we had one of the lieutenants from the police department there that we were learning more about what can they do to help work with our community as well. And I walked away excited about that organization. I think to get out of where we are today, we're going to have to try new solutions, new things. And I think the community at large agrees with that.
I think the community is looking for anything, Brent. They're looking for anything for you all to do. That's going to be different and all that. Let's go to the phones. Carl, good morning. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I just have a question. How much money are we spending to clean up all these encampments? And how much money are we spending on collecting these parts? And how much are we spending in manpower of rounding up 92 homeless people to turn them back loose? I think we need to seriously look at Carl Bott's suggestion and combine resources with Anderson and Shasta Lake City and get you a area maybe out at Stillwater and have some kind of processing center so where all the agencies can work together. And when a person comes in that needs help, all the agencies are in one area, and then the ones that don't want help can be shown the city limits. Because if you go out to these homeless camps and say, well, here's some services if you like, but yes, they're still there and they're still bringing bicycles and carts, and then we end up having to pay our tax dollars to go in and clean that up. And we seriously need to have a tough love city to where we want to help the people that need help, but the people that do not want help, we need to ship them out.
It's time to move them
on. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Carl.
So, you know, that last part of what you said, Carl, I certainly agree with that, which is for those who want help, let's get them help. That's part of what I said we're doing as we're going into these encampments right now and doing these sweeps is we're sharing services that we have available today to help you, you know, get out of this situation where you are, but also being tough on that illegal behavior. And we need to continue to do that. You brought up the issue of the Stillwater. I personally do not agree with taking Stillwater and turning it into a homeless camp or a homeless village. I think it would, if you look up at Portland, what they've done, they've done these large tent cities or large tiny home neighborhoods. And what happens is those get filled up but you still have a huge transient population downtown. And why is that? Because you have services and you have people, you know, giving to individuals that keeps attracting them down there. So I think we've got to be, you know, just thoughtful about how do you really get to the root of the issue, which is it's not a crime to be homeless, and I don't think that every person who's homeless should be treated like a criminal or a transient. But at the same time, you also have got to be a realist. When you go by these parks and you see somebody out there drinking, you know, in public or shooting up in public or, you know, defecating, you got to hold those people accountable and make sure that that behavior is not tolerated.
Okay. Well, one of the Lori's come in and said that recycling centers are everywhere. They used to be off of just 273, and people managed to take their things there. Having the recycling around every grocery store keeps the homeless with a source of income and keeps them loitering around the places. Yes, it's less convenient, but the benefit could outweigh it by having less vagrants in our city.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Carl. I think that's an interesting insight. I haven't thought about that actually in the last few years. That issue of recycling, I think it's probably somewhat of a slippery slope. You got to be careful because you don't want to punish. You know, I know my kids save up the cans and bottles, and you know, once a month, mom takes them down, and you know,
can take them out to 273 and drop them off.
Yeah, and so that's actually where my mind's going. Is there a smarter way to, you know, do some of these things where you have recycle centers in areas that, you know, aren't going to impact retail? That's so often you hear...
Great idea, Lori.
Yeah, you hear people on different sides of the aisle, you know, arguing with one another. And sometimes I have, you know, many wonderful friends in the social service side, and they'll say, well, you know, take a block from here. We have the Hope Van over at the Empire Recovery Center.
Uh-huh.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I led an effort to try to get the Hope Van taken out of downtown. My reasoning is this. Downtown's trying to go through a revitalization. We're trying to get people to feel comfortable to park, walk into a store, into a restaurant. And if you don't have that just sense of just general safety to where your wife or a soccer mom feels comfortable coming down here, then you're excluding a demographic. And we had an opinion piece, just because I think this is important. I have a great relationship with the paper, but at that time the paper came out and they said, well, we would love to have the Hope Van in our parking lot. You know, as if, well, what's wrong with you, Brent? Well, let me tell you what's flawed with that line of thinking. The newspaper isn't held accountable to somebody driving up and parking at their business to buy a paper. They deliver the papers. But guess what? That business downtown, they are held to somebody feeling safe coming down here and parking.
Sure.
So we've got to make sure that, you know, you really look deeper into some of these issues.
Well, why don't we put it out there at the Record Searchlight? That'd be a good place for it. Now, here's the thing. When you brought that up, what happened?
Unfortunately,
it was a sound idea.
I will tell you, it was an education for me.
Did you take some flack?
Because it wasn't just about move. I actually worked with Kurt Starman. We came up with alternative locations for the Hope Van where it wasn't retail, where it wasn't restaurants, yeah, where it wasn't nightlife. But I was attacked
quite severely. Who opposed this?
Well, I think
on
it
the
was
city council.
Kristen, I think Missy. And I have to look back if it was Francie, and then it might even have been a 4-1 that night. If we'd have to go back and look.
It'd be on record. Yeah, absolutely. So that you took some flack. We're going to have to take a break.
Yeah.
We got people on the line.
We'll try to make a quick break here, but we got a break for our 45. So we'll be right back here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's our heating and air conditioning company of choice. They do all of our work. We highly recommend. They've also done Bad Bob's. And, you know, now's the time. Fall is coming before you know it, after this heat wave. You need to get your filters cleaned and have your unit looked at. Go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
And at 8:46, we're going to return for one more segment of our interview with Brent Weaver from a week ago on KCNR's Free Fire Radio.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on our last segment here. We're 75 degrees going up to 111 today. It's going to be hot like this the rest of the week. We're here with Reading Mayor Brent Weaver, and we've been talking about a lot of things. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
You know, I'm always amazed at conversations like this. Carl asked a great question, which you answered, saying that we have laws on the books we need to enforce. And then Carl said, well, why aren't we enforcing those laws? And you said, well, because we're in transition. Well, I thought we hired Hansen to come in to be someone who could handle things as chief during transition, but we can't enforce the laws on the books because we're in transition. The pandering and the agreeing with all of us isn't helping our issue, and I do want to say this. The other day, I went to City Hall, right in front of City Hall, in fact, in front of the police station, were four people sitting, drinking 40-ounce beers out of the bags. They didn't use the bags anymore, and that's okay. I mean, really and truly, you know, the Pollyannish attitude of not really, you know, and I don't want to hear the dry type about, oh, you're calling me Pollyanna. I'm not calling you Pollyanna. I'm talking about a general attitude. It's either because the city council is ineffectual or they just don't want to do anything. But let's enforce the laws in the books. Well, we really can't because we're in transition, but I know. Let's get rid of the hope bust. Let's do that. I mean, seriously, we'd like some concrete answers rather than pandering and just dancing around the issues.
Okay, great question. So,
thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
So, you know, first of all, you got to look at where we've been for the last 2.5 years. And like I said, right now, regardless of what side of the recall you're on, you need to, you know, I think it's forcing Kristen to, you know, really answer to her positions. It's forcing Francie to answer for her positions. And I need to answer for my positions. And I will tell you, for the past 2.5 years, I focused my time on the blueprint for public safety. And so if we want to talk about concrete answers and getting away from Pollyannish conversation, Terry, if we look at what the recommendation that came out of the Blueprint for Public Safety, that had specific recommendations for jail space, mental health, for police staffing, and for how we were going to do things here. So that was specific. But guess what? D&E failed. I accept that. The lack of trust in government today. So we are where we are today, and we are making changes. And, you know, that comment about Chief Hansen, I think Chief Hansen's doing a great job in this short period of time that he's been here. I have nothing but support of what he's done coming in and auditing the department to kind of see, you know, what's working well, what are some areas that he can share with the new police chief that comes in. So I just think it's unfair to come in and say that we've only been having just these high levels Pollyannish conversations. Totally unfair, because what have we done with the blueprint for the last 2.5 years? We came forward with a plan and asked the community, do we want to fund that plan? They said no.
And we, as we said, that was based on trust of the city council. Let's just get right down to it. And, sure. And you all have agreed on the same thing. Let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just got one quick question. What's, if you know, what is happening with that god-awful eyesore at the corner of Windham and Market?
What's Windham and Market?
That big building that burned to the ground, and it's all sitting there like a massive, ugly heap, like 9/11.
That one. The mattress.
It was an amazing find.
It was an amazing find, but I think it went into the. We know what you're talking about, Bob.
I'd have to look into that, and I'd be happy to do that. Yeah.
Okay, now here.
I'll listen on the radio.
All right, thanks. And here's another, Brent. Let's talk about permit fees. Permit fee.
Yeah.
I know there's been a study on it, but let's just use an example. Wildcard, and you know the people in Wildcard,
mm-hmm.
cost them $26,000 for a permit. They opened one down in Berkeley, and it cost them $5,000. There's got to be something we can do on these permit fees.
Yeah, I think there is. So our Citizens Committee has been meeting with Brian Crane, Larry Bopple for the past few months. I actually just got an update last week on the permit fee review. I think we'll have some concrete recommendations within the next 2 to 3 months for the city council to consider. And I think it'll be exciting. It's got some people on there like Rob Middleton, Mary Machado, Fred Bergstrom of Northwest Home. So it's got some really good people on the citizen committee coming with some good ideas.
And I remember some of the comments you made earlier in your life before you got on city council about permits one day.
Well, I think the comment I made was nobody's paid more in permit fees on the council probably before or after than myself. Maybe Maurice. I take that back. Maurice has probably
paid more than anybody.
Permits should be, they should just be what the service is, nothing more, nothing less. But the other thing I think we can do is, you know, I know one thing, if you ever talk to the Middletons, Rob Middleton, he will mm-hmm. talk a lot about multi-housing, whether it's duplexes or triplexes, and right. how we're priced out in Reading. And I know that specifically that citizen committee that's working with Brian Crane and Larry Bopple is they're looking at those areas
how
within
do we get
our building to
and,
get
and treat,
to get that
yeah,
going
right.
in Reading. And we as we should, because we have a housing crisis across the entire state, and even in Reading, the cost of housing is increasing and making it more difficult for people. So I'm encouraged by that. The other thing I can tell you specifically is for downtown. They are now, part of this is state mandated, and it's as you look at traffic fees. If you ever build a commercial project, the largest part of that fee is the traffic impact fee. And they're looking at areas like downtown where you can now live, work, walk, and addressing how they calculate the traffic impact fee. That will be a huge reduction for restaurants coming in, huge reduction for commercial development. So I'm excited about what they're going to come back with in the next few months.
Okay. Let's go to Chris.
Good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, I just want to bring home the point of really how bad things are. Last week I had to take a friend of mine into Mercy Medical Center for a surgical procedure. And I stayed there until he could recover and all the other stuff. So I was getting ready to leave. And these two bums came up, started beating on my pickup truck as I was sitting in the truck, demanding I give them a ride downtown. And they were wearing hospital clothing. And this is the first time in my life I've ever had to pull my gun out on somebody. Because they were relentless, and they were not going to leave me alone until I gave them a ride downtown.
I hope you called the police right after that.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Yeah.
But we all know where that's going to go.
Well, yeah, but the fact is that if you had to present your firearm, that you needed a call, of course, so that the police know it was you and they don't go walk down the street and say somebody pulled a gun on them. you know, right. as you've taught, been taught. Okay, well, you know what? We're at that point, unfortunately, it seems like. Thanks, Chris, for the phone call. Now, this is, you know, this is, I know, but this is not the only time
and
you hear
sounded,
this stuff.
He sounded a little shook up still, you know,
well,
I think when you're
a, when you
man.
Have to, when you have to pull a firearm, that's a big, that is a big step in your life. Yeah. I mean, it changes.
So, I will tell you, Carl and Linda, daily, we're, the city council, we are getting phone calls, emails, and we are, I will tell you, we are aware of, you know, the concern that's out there with public safety. And I will tell you, though, as Linda alluded to, the seas of change or whatever you want to call it, but you can sense this movement that's taking place right now, both at City Hall and within our police department. And the next step of this is how the city and the county are going to engage with one another and work together on getting some more jail space. I'm going to speak on this until I'm blue in the face. We have got to find new ways to house people, because if there is no stick, there's no accountability.
Ed, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
I was for Brent. Hi, Brent. How you doing?
Hey, morning.
I feel that the city and the people living in it are getting gouged by these cameras that are around. I would feel better if every single light in town had a camera. That would be one thing. But I think that poaching is not doing any favors. These tickets are outstanding. They're $500 each. And people just can't afford that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I think that the city is being taken full advantage of by these cameras.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Ed.
So first thing, you know, people often think that the city's getting rich off this. We see very, very little, if any, money that comes from those red light tickets. The reasoning behind those cameras, which we are continually evaluating that, is to make those intersections safer. That is our only reason for putting those cameras there. Now, I'll tell you, I'm conflicted on that a little bit, because you hear people getting these tickets and $500 for the average mom and pop. That's a huge
amount. And if they don't pay it because they can't pay it, then they lose. And then
it stays with you. I mean, it'll
go to
court.
They take your license after a while.
At the same time, though, when we have limited staffing, limited traffic control within our police department right now, it's looking at new technologies to try to make certain intersections safer. You know, the information that comes to us as a city council is police department will prepare these reports that show that this intersection had this many crashes, this many fatalities since they put in this technology. It's got so we have to weigh the uncomfort of the ticket, the cost of the ticket with is it making that intersection? It's tough. So I would say it's ongoing. We're evaluating it. And right now we're employing it at two or three locations in town, and we might change, though, down
the
road.
Well, what about this? Can't the person sitting there and that's given the fine say, okay, that'll be $100 as opposed to $500? Can't they change that?
I don't think it's that easy.
They can do it because I've seen them reduce it for other people. Why can't they just knock it down?
And I will tell you, with this particular negotiation, it's the police department that negotiates with the technology. It's something we probably need to look a little more into, but what I've understood about the cost associated with that is there's a break-even point that the company has come forward saying they need at least hit this amount to support the service. And
okay, last thought here, and we're not going to have a chance. Brent, thanks for coming in. Brent Weaver is going to be on our show. Is it the
monthly?
Fourth Monday of the month, and so you save your questions for that. We're going to get Francie and of course Kristen in the next couple of
and
weeks.
I will tell you, Carl, I always look forward to coming here and seeing Linda, and you're okay.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot.
Well, that
because
was,
the next
very
time
flattering.
I really hear, I'm going to give you a month to get ready. Privatization.
Oh.
A lot of questions about can we privatize and where can we privatize.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody, tomorrow, Haven Humane and more. Have a great day. Stay cool out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
And we're coming up on 9 o'clock here at KCNR. We're going to take a quick look at the weather before we turn it over in the news and end the day. I just happened to look in the chat room. And hello, Sunny. How are you doing? Let's see here. She says she's lived in Reading over 54 years, played here almost every summer. Let's see here. Helena, yeah, the neat little, it's a town, it really isn't a town anymore. It's an abandoned town over in Trinity County. The fires that hit back in 2008, the whole area around there burned. And, it's a kind of a historic ghost town. If you, right after you come off of, Oregon Mountain over there and, past Weaverville, once the fires are dead, today's not a good day to go. but you can, go over there near, what's left of it, and it's got kind of a neat history. Checking the weather one more time before we head off for the news here on KCNR, where it's smoky today, high of around 107. Later on in the week, it's going to start cooling off, thankfully, and we'll see highs back down in the 90s. Now we get ready for the news, which is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, KCNR Shasta Reading. We will see you tomorrow.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The UN Security Council is meeting an emergency session today discussing North Korea's apparent underground detonation of a hydrogen bomb yesterday. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says it's time for new measures against the North Korean dictator.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
But war is something that Haley says the U.S. does not want.
The time has come to exhaust all diplomatic means to end this crisis. And that means quickly enacting the strongest possible measures here in the U.N. Security Council.